South African swimming champion Chad Laclos made history again this year, becoming the most decorated athlete in Commonwealth Games history in Glasgow. He's adding that to a career that includes beating the legendary Michael Phelps at the 2012 Olympic Games, a moment that also turned his father, Bert, into a celebrity in his own right. It's been a big year for the family with plenty to celebrate, but also heartbreak along the way. And they're joining me now, Chad and Bert Laclos. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
How's it, Linda? How's it?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Very well. Thank you. I'm loving having you. Chad, 21 medals, most decorated in Commonwealth Games history. Where does that sit for you?
Honestly, Linda, it's probably up there with the Olympic gold in London. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that is obviously the highlight of my career to date, but and my life, I should say, not just to date. But that 21 medals I've been chasing for a very long time. You know, it's not just the last 4 years, it's been almost 9 years of this quest. You know, we knew before 2018 in Gold Coast that 18 was the number. You know, we got 17, we were one short. And then unfortunately in Birmingham, you know, and getting the one medal in 4/4, equaling the record, but at the same time, Emma McKeon getting 20 medals. So we knew that we had a lot of work to do 4 years later. So just super relieved, super grateful. And honestly, just humbled by the whole experience, to be honest with you.
And you like to post your dad's reaction. So, Bert, watching from the stand, so how did you feel about this one?
You know, it's difficult for me because I'm a dad, you know, and only that's all I am.
Let's go.
As long as my kid is happy, I'm happy. But in this particular case, we were all happy because, like he said, he quite pointed out that it was 8 years ago when he was supposed to have broken it then because of circumstances and injuries and life as it is. It's not as easy as just putting your head down and swimming and getting medals. You know, it is what it is. There's everybody else out there that trained just as hard as Chad did. And now that we got it, overwhelmingly happy.
And again, you were watching it. Chad, was your dad's reaction as enthusiastic as back in London? Because I clearly remembered it when in that interview with Claire Balding from the BBC afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I was only catching glimpses of him. This is how he always is. This is how he is on a day-to-day. So no, it was incredible. I think having both my parents there, my mom as well, older brother Justin, his wife and daughter were there. So it was a very special week for me. You know, they were there 12 years ago. And you know, my very first Commonwealth Games gold medal on the 1st of October 2010 was the same day Riley was born, my brother's daughter. And she was there watching 16 years later. So you can understand how special that is for me and how significant the Commonwealth Games are for me. You know, for the whole family. So it's really a beautiful, full circle moment, you could say.
Yeah, look, it's unbelievable. Really and truly. There's only one word you said. Unbelievable. Like I said, in London.
Okay, well, amid all this year, there was this terrible loss for you, Chad. And tell us about your flat and sea point. What happened and how are you doing now?
Yeah, look, I think, honestly, Linda, it's been a tough, you know, couple of days and stuff. But, you know, I like to just say that it's perspective for me. I look at Mr. Schramm, unfortunately, lost his life, you know, and for me, it's just all about perspective. So for me, I didn't lose my dad, I didn't lose my mom, and I'm just grateful that we're all alive, firstly. I still feel super blessed. You know, I won 21 medals. Unfortunately, that night, I got the news of my apartment did burn down, so it's completely nothing left to salvage. But again, I still feel super blessed sitting here and, you know, just working and hopefully building the apartment back. We're just still waiting on everything to come through. But yeah, it's been a tough couple of days, I won't lie. But yeah, happy to be home, I guess.
So hopefully the medals and trophies were somewhere else.
But yeah, unfortunately, look, I lost pretty much all my trophies. Obviously, a lot of the big medals were in Durban still. We're still waiting to get into the park, unfortunately, because it's a police matter because someone passed away there. So we're not actually even able to see what we could really salvage, unfortunately. So we're just waiting on that, but I mean, from the videos, it looks like there's nothing much.
There's not much salvage. On the video, the firemen, the fire people, and the security guard. We should get good security there, but can't go to the building. So we've got our cars slits out there, and of course, the keys melted in the flat. So we've got no keys for the car. It's in the garage.
Yeah.
What was the keys and the spares?
Yes,
everything. Yeah.
Please. We were there.
Oh, my goodness.
Another keys going on. Yeah. So look.
Yeah.
That was, you know, look, the sad part for Chad and Ups is, like I say, it's his medals and his, especially his trophies. He won all of Sportsman of the Year, Sportsman of the Province, and it's a worldwide awards. and all those are gone. They're irreplaceable.
Yeah.
You know, the flat is replaceable. The walls are replaceable. You know, if you have a ring or you lost your special something bad, you can buy another one. Can't buy those things. They're irreplaceable. And that's the sad part. But like Chad said, most important is family. And the way you look around, you know, would you rather he has all the medals and I'll die under foot in the fire? You know, so that's how you have to look at it, unfortunately. We blessed in many ways. And quite rightfully and professionally, he said, the 21 medals was fantastic. And
yes,
but you know what? We just got to pick our heads up and go forward, you know.
And you set up this fund for your neighbors. How's that going? Are you getting the support you need?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, set up a kind of GoFundMe for the neighbors and the people that lost their homes tragically. Yeah, all of that's going to go towards them. Yeah, so with my foundation, with the Chad LeClair Foundation, so we're super, super blessed. I've received a lot of really great donations from people. So a huge thank you to everyone who has donated. But yeah, like I say, I just remember Richard, what my dad said, and I think it's an important message to say, because for me, we both feel super blessed, even in the wake of this tragedy, because of everything that I have to look forward to in my life. And I still have my parents and I still have everything. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm still, you know, also, I don't say most importantly, but second most importantly is like, still got my career. You know, I'm 34. I'm still swimming. I'm still competing with the best in the world. And that for me is an absolute blessing. And you know, if I had to lose my home in the interim, like my dad says, we can pull that back. So thank you to everyone.
So LA 2008, that's what you're swimming for now.
Boom.
Yeah, look, I think it's an exciting time, Linda. I think not only for myself, but for South African swimming, we've got an unbelievable team coming through the ranks. But our focus is absolutely on the next Olympics. We have the short course world championships in in Beijing this year, in December the 1st. And the next year, I think the long course champs is in Budapest. Before, of course, a big, let's call it the final dance, last dance for me in LA. But yeah, just feeling very, very excited, very motivated by, I can say what I did this week, because I'm very proud of it, you know. You know, even the under flyaway, I got fifth individually, a couple tenths off medals, racing four of the top 10 in the world from 2025. So it feels good to know that I can still compete at the highest level. And this is only off 14 weeks of training. So I want to give a huge shout out to my coach, Stellan Danhauser, for everything he's done. And my team at the Virgin Active Chad LeClair Academy, all the coaches around the country. So a huge thank you to all of them.
And Bert, I just laughed because in the interview, you called him a pensioner. Were you just winding him up?
But he is a pensioner in the game. You know, he's a pensioner. And that's tough. And you know what? And he's taking it in a very mature way. You know, if you have a look at sportsmen, this is for all the parents and sports people out there. And you can have a look at history, and there's some huge, I don't need to mention names, especially on this format, on this system here, because there's a lot of people. I remember years ago when one or two of these Australian swimmers that they retired, they tried to commit suicide. So you have to look at life, like he says, in the way, be happy with your career, wherever it went or didn't go, and going forward so that you don't have too many regrets. You'll always have regrets, but not too many. You know, he's looking at the positives in his life. And this is the last dance. And you know what? That's all you could ever wish for your athlete or for a coach or for your son or your child or whatever it is. That is a really and true. Not because he's sitting here. That's the best for a father, the best way I can see my son finishing his career. Irrespective of medals, whatever he's achieved.
Brad, so are you injury-free at the moment, or how's your body holding up?
Yeah, so far we're okay. We've got a couple of bumps and bruises, but yeah, I think just having a bit of downtime now. I mean, obviously we're going to push on towards the next phase of the cycles, but yeah, just also, you know, need to enjoy a little bit of downtime, let the body heal, and then obviously come back for December. So yeah, that's a big one for us.
So swimming full time, I mean, a guy like you, just give us an insight. How much do you actually swim to get to those big competitions?
Yeah, I think Linda, for me, it was obviously very different back in the day. You know, back in the day, I was swimming 10 sessions a week, roughly 24 hours of training in a week, anything from 45 to 65 kilometers a week. Not so many miles that is, but yeah, at the end of the day, I trained really hard growing up. But I think what we're doing now, the way that we're training, it's a lot less volume, focused on intensity, focused on gym, and just trying to be, trying to make small improvements at the age that I'm at. You know, like my dad did say, I'm a pensioner. And I think at 34, there's not many guys. I mean, the greatest swimmer we've ever known retired at 27 in London, and then came back and retired again at 31. So there's not many people that see 30 and 31, 32. So I'm very blessed to still be going. I'm going to keep going as long as the body lets me. I'm not even going to put a label on 2028. If I'm still competitive and in the mix and a final of a world championship Olympic, there's no reason for me to retire. That's what I believe. I'm not in this because I say this very respectfully. I'm not still swimming because I have to swim. And I don't want people to take this the wrong way. I'm doing it really because I want to be here in every sense of the word. And it's just an exciting journey to still kind of be on. It's amazing.
Bert, I remember you told the BBC that Chad changed your life. So, in what way did he change your life?
In every way. You know, we started off when he was 12. We got a very special bond. And he came to me. I was 140 kilos. 140. When I was in London, I was 139 kilos. I subsequently lost 40 kilos to London. But before that, I never smoking. Made me give up smoking. He's done certain things. I start walking now. I'll see that I've ever been at my rapport, missionary age, as he is, we call it. So that's how he's changed my life. And you know what? He made me a better person 100%. You know, he's made me a better person. That's all I can say. Better father for sure. And a better person.
Chad, tell us about your swimming academy. So what's the vision there?
Yeah, so obviously we've partnered with Virgin Active. It's Virgin Active, of course, in the UK. So it's a massive. We've got 126 health clubs around South Africa, 226 around the world. So we're doing 20 health clubs this year. It's going to be the Virgin Active Chad Luklow Academy. So we're actually a partner and we basically are overseeing swimming for Virgin Active in South Africa currently. And hopefully it's going to be going international quite soon. But for me, it's about giving back and making sure that we can be the best that we can be, going forward with the academy. So for all the kids, so it's everything from learn to swim all the way through to elites. We call ourselves the home of swimming. We have currently 8,400 members in our learn to swim program. So it's a massive program. It's a legacy project for me, of course, you know. So maybe in 20 years time, I can take someone's kids to the Olympics sooner than that. But I'm saying, you know, when I'm retired, I use 20 years. I don't know why I say that, but it's my dad saying there. But for me, I'm just super blessed to be involved with Virgin Active and I'm grateful to all my partners and we're doing some really amazing work. So yeah, thank you to everyone.
So is there a new generation of swimmers that you're watching? Because South Africa always has so much talent.
Yeah, we do. I don't know what it is here in the water, but we have unbelievable talent. But yeah, the plan is for us to also just hone in and really harness the younger talent. So those swimmers that are in the youth development programs, we're giving them grading systems and we're making sure that they're getting filtered into the right slots and not getting pushed too hard too early. That's a huge problem in South Africa. And I think globally, swimmers in particular tend to push too hard. So what we're doing at the academy is making sure that kids are not becoming child stars. They're building up at the right way. And at the end of the day, that's all we can do, nurture the talent and filter them in through to the right squads. And what we're doing really is bring the best coaches that we can. From all around the world. You know, we've got an amazing coach as the head coach, Delon, like we spoke about. We have 11 clubs currently in South Africa. We've got almost 10,000 swimmers in the academy. So I think in the next 2 years, we'll be the biggest club in South Africa and in Africa. And, you know, the plan is to be the biggest club in the world eventually. So it's a slow process. We're doing it right and making sure that we are building step by step.
The right way.
In the right way, you know, making sure we're giving kids opportunities that we necessarily didn't have as youngsters.
So would you like to keep kids in South Africa that they don't all go off to the States or somewhere else to train?
That's the plan. We're going to become exactly what that is. I mean, what we're doing at the moment, like I said, we've got 11 clubs. We've only been running for about 4.5 months properly. So by the end of this year, we're going to have 20 clubs. By the end of next year, we're going to have close to 45 clubs, health clubs, you know, with gyms, with swimming pools. We've got everything under the roof. And like we said, everything from learn to swim all the way through to elite. Even we've got master swimming. We've got our recreational swimmers. We want it. This is the home of swimmers. And I think that's something that we're very, very, very excited about.
Most like a hypermarket of swimming. One stop shopping. If you come to Virgin, Chad Luklow Academy.
And Bert, was it like watching your son build something for the next generation, like you did for him?
You know, the strange thing, you know, I always talk about my dad. If my dad was alive, as he sees his name on the board, you think, I'll cry. He would have shot his ass.
He would have cried.
He would have, as you see the look, the name, he would have sold on. I promise you. And you know, I can just say I'm proud, irrespective of anything that goes on from here. I mean, he's achieved so much. I couldn't be prouder, you know. Whatever he does now, it's like, it's the cheese on top of the cake, you know.
Is there anything you guys would like to add?
I'd just like to say a huge thank you to everyone in South Africa and UK, all around the world for the support over the years, but especially this last couple of weeks in the build-up to Glasgow. It's truly unbelievable. Thank you to all the fans that showed up in Glasgow. It really felt very special. You know, I've got 10 medals from 2 games there, 7 and 3. So it feels like a lucky ground for me. So a huge thank you to them, and looking forward to coming back to the UK very soon. And yeah, I hope to see you guys all. I hope to make you guys proud in 2028.
I've seen when you returned, there were all these people at the airports handing you medals. Where did those come from?
Yeah, it was amazing. We did a couple. Obviously, we've done a lot of media in the last couple of days. So we went to one of the radio stations and they gave me like 65 chocolate medals. It was really sweet. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind of what we're doing. I'm actually hosting the South African Sports Awards coming up, which is really, really exciting. I'm holding the flag for the South Africa All Blacks game in Cape Town on the 29th of this month. Wow. So it's a massive honor for me. I've done that before in 2022. So for me, you know, there's a lot of blessings coming off from this. And if I can just inspire as many kids as I can around the world, that would be my end goal. That's really my legacy. It's not really the medals, because the medals will hopefully be broken one day by the South Africans and other swimmers. The legacy was how I made kids achieve their dreams. You know, I think that's my legacy more than anything, if I'm honest with you.
Chad and Bert, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, man. Yes, all the best. God bless you all.
Thank you, Max.
God bless you.
Cheers, man.
Thank you very much.
Start your day a step ahead. BizNews Insider. It delivers the business stories that matter every morning straight to your inbox, sharp, fast, and free. Subscribe now.